Today, our imperfect family deals with envy. So Joseph was Jacob's favorite son, but Joseph was not the oldest son, not by a long shot. He was actually number 11 of 12. Anybody from a big family knows the rule that you have to understand your rank in the family and you cannot mess with a higher rank. So here's how it works. I'm number 7 of 14 in my family. That means that I cannot mess with number 5, because if I mess with number 5, then numbers 1 through 6 are going to gang up on me. However, if I want to mess with number 9, fine. You just can't mess with a higher rank. Well, after Joseph got that richly ornamented coat from Jacob, his brothers got really envious. And the Bible says that they hated Joseph and they couldn't say a kind word to him. Literally, it says they couldn't say shalom to him. Shalom is the Hebrew way of saying hi. They were so envious of him that they couldn't even say hi to him. Well, to make matters worse, Joseph had these dreams. And one of the dreams, the brothers were gathering grain, and their sheaves of grain bowed down to Joseph's sheaf of grain. Now, if you are number 11 of 12 and you have this dream, what do? Remember the rule. You keep your mouth shut. This first time, I think we can chalk it up to Joseph's being naive, but what does he do? He blabs it to his brothers. And you can just picture the scene. Crickets are chirping as he's excitingly telling the story. There's a big smile on his face, total deadpan on the brothers' faces. Let's put it this way. They were not as excited about Joseph's story and his dream as he was. But then Joseph had another similar dream, and he did it again. And the brothers got so envious that their envy showed itself in conspiring to murder their brother, in instead selling him into slavery, and then for the next 22 years lying to their father, that letting him think that a wild animal had ripped Joseph apart. Now, maybe it hasn't gotten to that point in your family, the envy, and I pray it has not, but that's finally where envy leads. Envy is going to end up leading us to try to unfairly and sinfully take what somebody else has. Understand the root cause of envy. It's us blaming God that he hasn't given us what we think we deserve. And thank God he doesn't treat us that way. No, instead, this is what Scripture says. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Jesus, the one with everything, gave up everything, even his own life on a cross, so that you could have everything. You have a Savior in Jesus who loves you, who provides for you, who listens to your prayers and answers them, who forgives your sins, who works all things out for your good, and oh yeah, by the way, has a room with your name on it waiting for you in heaven. What could we have to be envious about? Let's pray. Jesus, show me your grace in my life, and I will never be envious again. Amen.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. We would love it if you would leave a review of this podcast. With just a few moments of your time, you could help us spread the message of Jesus. And besides, what else are you going to do? Check your phone? Again. Scroll through Instagram? Again. Binge something on Netflix? Okay, I'll stop guilting and shaming you. But we'd be so grateful for your review so that more people can hear about the grace of our Savior Jesus. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.